Let's get to our guest, David Kudla, who is founder and CEO and chief investment strategist at Mainstay Capital Management. So, David, on a day like today, a little bit for everybody, for the Bears, well, enough of that nonsense of those crazy rallies, and for the Bulls, well, you wouldn't expect us to go up every day. Nice to have a little consolidation. How do you see it?
Hi, Brian. I think that we're continuing to see is an interpretation of, is the Fed going to pivot like we saw back in, or the narrative of a Fed pivot back in July and early August? Now it's more of a Fed pause. We had a noted economist, this is on Bloomberg earlier this week, Ed Yardeni, that said he thought the November meeting would be the last hike by the Fed. And then, of course, we have Daley, who, a Fed official, who has said, make no mistake about it, we're not going to stop hiking rates. We're not going to cut rates next year. So it's this back and forth. And when we have expectations that the Fed has a very aggressive tone, like after Jackson Hole, like the 20th, 21st meeting, stocks sell off. When there's a belief of a pivot or a pause, stocks do better. And that's what we saw the last couple of days.
David, I mean, let's not forget that a lot of what we saw in the last couple of days was probably down to a short squeeze. And people conflating what the RBA did in terms of that less than expected interest rate hike, that others are going to just slow down a little bit. So they perhaps conflated or confused what was going on with perhaps a turnaround or a change in sentiment entirely.
Yeah, I think between the confusion from the Bank of England, where they're buying bonds on the long end of the curve, but they're raising interest rates, lower than expected rate hike in Australia. That's what triggers these beliefs of central banks, major central banks. And I think certainly eyes in the U.S. and a lot of eyes around the world are looking at the Federal Reserve, that there may be a softening of that stance. There may be a less aggressive position. There may be a pivot or a pause. But when the Fed officials come out to dismiss that, the massive rally we had on Monday and Tuesday becomes a flattish day to a down day like today.
David, give us an idea of what you are looking for out of the jobs report Friday and how it's going to inform the Federal Reserve.
Well, I think that we're looking at consensus estimates of 275,000 jobs. And, we've seen a continued strength in the workforce. Recently, the number of job openings had reduced. We saw data came down from about 11 million to 10 million in the U.S. And so we expect that that continued strength in the labor force to have a obviously the impact on has been the area of the economy that has remained very strong, very robust. As we've continued to have these concerns about a recession in the U.S., but with unemployment this low, with jobs doing this well, it's hard to see that.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make before we went to break was briefly that we're getting into where the data may be more important than the commentary, and you understand why. We're much closer to the so-called terminal rate than we used to be. Do you see it that way, and how does the data sit with you? I mean, do you feel comfortable with it?
Well, we've got data coming in mixed, right? So we have, when we look at some of the U.S. ISM factory orders that came in this week, fell 2 points to 50.9, near contraction territory, lowest level since May of 2009. We have, at the same time, we have housing prices that are at the lowest level for September since 2009. With mortgage rates that have continued to rise. So we see that the economy is slowing and slowing significantly, but jobs are remaining strong and we haven't seen the deterioration there. So I think that for the Fed to really change their policy, they need to see that change in jobs. We also know that the Fed has never stopped a rate hiking cycle with the Fed funds rate not rising above, real rates above, positive real rates, rising the rate, the Fed funds rate above that of of inflation. That, so that's a long way to
counter,
go from here.
It's not very often you go from zero to 300 or 400 basis points in this quick a time. So I think that is a little bit of a check on that. And it does bring into the conversation this discussion about whether the neutral rate gets adjusted lower given financial instability considerations. The debt levels are high. The rapidity of the hike increases may be a factor affecting where the neutral rate is.
Yeah, but we've seen the neutral rate, or if we want to talk about the terminal rate, we were down near 3.2% midsummer. We're now up to about 4.7, 4.8%. And I think, if anything, we see that terminal rate and neutral rate move even higher. They're talking about, we've had discussions about fragility of the economy. I don't think the Fed is concerned about those issues. They're going to tame inflation. They're going to raise rates, continue to hike rates until they see inflation coming down. So obviously October 13th is going to be very instructive in terms of what we see for September CPI.
David, very quickly, give us an idea of what you're investing in, in brief.
Well, you talked a little bit about what's happened in the energy complex here recently, or at least with oil. We've been bullish on energy for all of this year, and with the holdings that we initiated last year, Invesco Dynamic Energy Exploration Production ETF, PXE, up 14% over these last 3 days, but having a very good year, even through this summer corrections, doing very well this year. And also, with what's happening in housing, we're actually shorting real estate.
David, thank you so much for joining us. David Kudla, the founder and chief executive and chief investment strategist at Mainstay Capital Management.